Hello, everyone. I am Kate Large, founder of the Soul Kisses Spiritual Whispers community. And you've joined me to create more love in your life with one simple. And what is that one simple thing? It's an action step. And today, I'm going to share with you what that one simple action step is. You know, as with all my programs, I invite the angels to join us, and there have been many here this morning as I've prepared. And when they come in, their high vibration of love energy sometimes interferes with my phone line. So I am going to ask now, before we get started, angels, please help our technology to remain in good working order. Should anything happen and I get cut off, I will call right back in, so don't hang up. Okay, I am so very excited to be here with you, sharing this beautiful space together as one across the mountains and the valleys and the oceans of Mother Earth. We do have people from 16 countries registered for this program, so I am so grateful that each and every one of you are here. And I want to share with you that I really love talking about love energy. And I'm just so grateful that you're sharing your time with me. And I want to celebrate you opening your heart to a new way of being in love energy. So as a point of fact, human love makes us vulnerable. It opens the door to complex emotions that bring intense joy, but can also bring intense sadness and pain. So I welcome you to this safe place here with me today to explore the complexities of human love and to get to the core of who we are, a spiritual being that is love source energy. I know that you're here today to get answers. You're here to tap into a greater state of being to create more love in your life. And today, when you engage fully in this program, you will understand the truth about love, about relationships, and why loving relationships elude so many. Today in this virtual program, this experiential class, the angels and I will illuminate the darkness of confusion where the energy of love is concerned. And you will learn the one step, that one simple action step that you can take in this moment to shift your energy and create more love in your life. Now, together with the angels, we will tap into the very essence of who you are. So, I did choose today to share information about creating more love in your life because Valentine's Day is this month, the day of love. Valentine's Day is 2 weeks away, so you do have time to implement what we're going to be doing here today so that you can attract more love to you, not only for the rest of your life, but for Valentine's Day. So, for years, I subconsciously chose to beat myself up on Valentine's Day. When I wasn't in a relationship, my internal dialogue would point out to me that I was alone. It would whisper to me that no one loved me because I was unlovable. And I didn't really hear those whispers so much as words, but I felt it as an energy, an uncomfortable energy that really didn't have a name. It was just very uncomfortable. And you may be experiencing this too. But you know, the really bad part was that prior to the relationship that I'm in now, when I was in a relationship back then, they weren't good ones. And that internal dialogue still had something to say, telling me that I wasn't capable of receiving real love from someone. And then I learned the truth about love, what it is and how it fits into relationships, and why it eluded me for so long. You know, we associate the word love with the human emotion of love, the love emotion that we feel for another person. But to truly love is so much more. In the early 90s, I had allowed fear to take over my life, and I was in the middle of a really soul-sucking relationship. Then I was introduced to The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Govel Shinn. As I read Florence's words, those words that were published in 1925, the energy of them touched the core of my being, and my inner light, the one that I felt had been almost extinguished by the pain that I had created in my life, it sparked. In hindsight, I see myself on that day, in that moment, reading Florence's teachings, and I see myself take a deep breath of life, a deep breath of the very essence of God and the spark of love energy within me that had been subdued by fear for so long, burst into flame, and I took my power back from the pain. Within me, the love is essence that I am expanded throughout my body, and my vibration ascended. And when my vibration raised, I was no longer in alignment with the energy of the man I was in a relationship with. After years of wallowing in fear and allowing him to wreak havoc with my emotions, my energy shifted. And when it did, he didn't want to let me go. He wanted to keep me confined in the darkness of neediness, but he no longer had power over me. I was no longer afraid to be alone because I knew I wasn't alone. I had and have the full support of the angelic realm of love, and so do you. I want you to know that no matter who you are, no matter what your life looks like in this moment, you too have a team of angelic beings of love who support you and are with you to help you open your heart to the love essence that you are. They're with you to help you create your life from that love essence. When my human mind grasped this, and I stepped into my light, there was no way I was going to go back. So that painful relationship that I was in had to end, and I had the power to do it. For me, when that relationship ended, my heart was open, and through that opening, the love poured in, and that love showed me my past in a way that I finally understood. And I know many of you, you're seeing this pattern in yourself as I'm speaking. And when you take the moment to look back, you're going to see these same things. What I saw was the energy of feeling and knowing from deep within that I am unlovable. I was feeling that. Without a word, with just the energy, I was feeling it. But I saw that we are all lovable. I saw the energy I vibrated in that drew to me people of that same vibration, the people who shared that same, perhaps subconscious belief, but a very real belief that they too were unlovable. And two beings vibrating at that belief vibration of being unlovable does not make for a happy outcome. The reason why true loving relationships elude so many people is this. the human subconscious shuts out the light of loving the self, and the conscious doesn't know what to do about it, except feel disconnected from love, and to then search for it in painful places. And where does that stem from? Why do we do that? We do that because the physical world teaches us that we're disconnected from God. We're disconnected from that loving essence of whom we are. Know that the state of being disconnected from the loving being of your beliefs, Father, Mother God, Buddha, the Divine Feminine, the All That Is, the Universe, know that that disconnection is an illusion that's taught by the physical world. And when I discovered this, I saw clearly the energy within me, the truth that I'm lovable, the truth that I am love. I was shown the power and the purity of love. I was shown clearly that you, each one of you, are love. No matter who you are, or what you have or have not done in your life, you are love. I was shown that this power that love holds is so much bigger than our human minds can grasp. Love has the power to heal the human body, to heal Mother Earth. Love has the power to heal all that is of the lower vibration of fear. As we've discussed so many times before in my newsletter, other programs, we are either in love energy or fear energy, never both. And that fear energy is worry, anger, frustration, overwhelm, unforgiveness, just being concerned about something, anything that is not the vibration of joy-filled love is fear. Now, in my mind, I understand the power of love as compared to a nuclear bomb, having the same results, but on the other end of the spectrum. Instead of destruction, the nuclear power of love is healing. The power of love changes the human body from within and radiates love out from the body in waves that the human eye cannot see, but nonetheless is very real. And just keep that in mind. You don't see sound waves, but we all know they exist because you hear my voice right now. And through the love that my angels are helping me to radiate out to you, you feel my energy, and you know that you're not just another listener. Each one of you are very valuable to me, and I care about your well-being. It matters to me that you know that you are capable of experiencing profound love while you live your human existence. I cannot fix or change your life for you, but I can hold out the hand of support to you so you may tap into the strength of the love that is your essence to create a greater expression of yourself and to attract to you all that makes your heart sing with joy. You know, it was with this knowledge that love is our very essence that I learned to love myself. I allowed myself to have those eyes of spirit to see me as my angels see me, as a light of God, as a spiritual being experiencing a human existence. And as Florence taught in The Game of Life, I understood that it's my birthright to be happy, to live a life of prosperity in all areas. I learned to love myself as the light of love that I am. And when I did this, my life changed. I no longer vibrated at that vibration of fear that I had lived in for so many years. And when my vibration changed, the life experiences that vibrated in that lower vibration of fear were no longer in alignment with me. My vibration was higher, and I attracted to me new life experiences of that same wonderful vibration. New experiences and new people. And as you've heard me say before, I've kissed a lot of frogs in my day, searching for my prince. When I learned to love myself and open my heart to the love that's available to me, my prince found me. Now today, together with the angels, we're opening your door to love, the love that is your essence. The energy of unconditional love that is your birthright to experience while in human form here on Mother Earth. You know, we hear people tell us, I'm sharing with you, of unconditional love. And our human minds try to get around that and take it in and understand it. And when I first began talking with my angels, I would ask them, what is my mission? And they would always answer, to love. And then I would ask, what does that mean? And then I learned that our mission to love is to open our heart to that love light that we are from deep within our being, to allow the essence of God's loving light to glow brilliantly from within us. To tap into the divine feminine energy of compassion and love without guilt or anxiety. To allow ourselves to feel the strength of our beingness as one with the Creator of all that is. Our mission to love is to ascend our energy to the higher vibration of love, a place where the illusion of fear does not exist. Our mission to love is to vibrate at that higher vibration of love to attract to us and manifest all the dreams and desires of our hearts as our reality. Our mission to love is to create our version of heaven on earth, here, whatever that version is. The veil between the angelic realm and the human reality of Mother Earth grows thinner daily, moment by moment. And as that veil thins, the power of love expands in a massive way. And what that means for humans, for us, is the ability to create a reality based in the vibration of love more quickly than ever before. And from this higher state of love, we attract to us more of that love energy. That love energy in the form of material things, jobs, better health, and relationships with people. Like with me in my story, if you're in a relationship that does not hold happiness, when you shift your energy to that higher vibration of love, the other person will also have to raise their energy. If they're willing to do that, together, the two of you, raising your energy, ascending into that energetic vibration of love, will create a higher, more loving outcome where perhaps the love may not have been there before. If they choose not to ascend their energy with you, they will be out of alignment with your vibration. And when you're out of alignment with someone else, one of two things must happen. Either you will lower your vibration to once again match theirs, and if you're like me, you definitely don't want to go back to that place of feeling disconnected from love. Or you'll embrace and glow brighter with the beautiful light of love that you are. And then the people who bring joy, love, and light to your life will be able to find you. And the old relationship will be forced to end, like mine was. Relationships are about us. They're not about others. They're about us. The energetic level of our vibration defines our reality by drawing to us people who are in alignment with our vibration. And if that vibration holds that hidden belief that we're not lovable or we don't deserve to be loved, that energy is reflected back to us in our relationships, and our reality is less than joyful. I want you to know that you deserve to be happy. You deserve to have love in your life, to give it and to receive it. It's your birthright as a spiritual being of love and light to experience the broader spectrum of love as a human. I believe achieving a state of being as a greater expansion of ourselves is our mission. It's our mission to bring into this physical world the love that is our essence. Your essence that is an expression of unconditional love. This high vibration of energy is what humans label as love. And that energy is more powerful than we can imagine. Love will change the reality of our planet. And everyone who resides here, as well as our station in the realm of our galaxy. Here it is, 2 weeks to Valentine's Day. So what is that one simple action step that you can take to create more love in your life? That action step is to send love to yourself. I know you may subconsciously or consciously struggle with loving yourself. You may not even know that you're struggling with loving yourself. But loving yourself is the first step. For those of you who are already in touch with the divine light of love within you, this journey today that you're experiencing with me and your angels will help you tap more deeply into your light. For those of you who beat yourself up, whether consciously or subconsciously, sending love to yourself and accepting love may feel a little bit foreign to you. It really did for me, and I was very surprised at that. So just simply set your intention to experience love and allow yourself to experience whatever it is that you experience through the rest of this program. And know that you are safe. It's safe for you to give and to accept love. Love is your essence. Love is who you are. We'll do it together. Because the action step is simple, and with the help of our angels, we'll shift your energy. before we do that, one other thing that I did want to share with you is how I learned to send love to myself. It's really important to understand that process. And when I learned from the angels, it was during a time when my feelings were being hurt over and over again at the hand of another person. But because of Florence Vogel Shinn's teachings, I knew that my relationship with this person wasn't about them. It was about me. So I went to my angels and I asked them to show me what these painful incidents with this person were mirroring to me about myself. And they showed me. My angels showed me a very uncomfortable experience with a woman in our family that occurred when I was 4 years old. In my little girl mind, I experienced humiliation and shame. And this person that was in my world of today, that person held the same energy of this woman from my past. So the person of today held the energy of that awful experience, and I needed to face it and disconnect from the pain of it. But to fully forgive and heal the energy between me and this person who I kept allowing to torment me today, I knew I had to disconnect from that pain. But the best way that I knew to do that was to send love to myself. So I asked the angels to help me send love to me. And what we did is what we're going to do a little bit later in this program. The angels and I joined hands and we formed a circle, and an aspect of me walked into the center of that circle. I was very surprised that I saw that aspect of me was when I was 4 years old. But because it was me as a four-year-old, it was easier to send sincere love of my heart to her. She had made no poor choices. I was not angry with her. She was a child. So I sent sincere love to her, and the angels did the same. And while we were sending love to my inner child who stood there in the center of the circle, I felt my energy shift. I felt the vibration of my body ascend, and I felt lighter and joy spread through my body, and I no longer felt the humiliation and the shame that I had been feeling. It was gone. I felt empowered, lighter, stronger, and joy swirled in my heart. And gratitude and love just enveloped me, and I felt with every fiber of my being connected to love source, to Mother, Father, God. My energy shifted, because my energy had to raise to the vibration of love to send love to my inner child sincerely from my heart. And remember, we're either in love energy or fear, never both. To send love, I had to be in love energy. And that's what we're going to do today. You're going to experience working with your angels to send love to you. To help you get the most from our guided journey to shift your energy to love, we're going to quiet your mind chatter, and we're going to tap into the divinity within you through a breathing exercise that I learned from Deepak Chopra. And this exercise is shared with the permission of the Chopra Center. So first let me preface it, though, by letting you know that we are going to ask some questions during this exercise. And if you were if you listen to the five-day mini vacation program, if you're a part of that, you know we use that every day. And this is a really powerful way to quiet the mind chatter. And when we ask those questions, please don't try to answer them. Just simply live the questions, and life will move you into the answers. So if you'll just place your feet flat on the floor wherever you are, and with your hands gently in your lap, palms up, please close your eyes. and focus your attention on your heart. And take a really deep breath in. And as you exhale, feel your body relax. And now shift your focus to the gratitude of the blessings in your life. Embrace things that you're grateful for and feel the emotional fulfillment of gratitude. Take a really deep breath and just allow that gratitude to flood throughout your body. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet flat on the floor. And now with another deep breath, focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or to feel it as a sensation. Take a few deep breaths in, and with your eyes still closed, we invite your angels to join us. Please ask them to step closer to you, so you feel the love of their divine presence. And now we'll work with them to shift into that higher vibration of love.
Together, we set the intention to connect with the angelic realm of love, in order to open the channels of communication to the highest level, breathe deeply, fully, and completely, filling your body with the breath of God. And so we begin. With the highest of intentions, we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother God, Creator of all that is, surround us with your divine white light of healing love and allow only those of the light to connect with us. We ask for your presence to help us to connect with the divine love of you, our Creator, to heal all aspects of our being. May this love dissipate our fear and shift us to the glorious state of love. Bless this divine intention to connect with the love that is our essence. In deepest gratitude, amen. Breathe deeply and focus on the experience of the breath. Take a slow, breath in, and slowly exhale. Now focus on your heart. Allow yourself to feel it beating, beating as one with God. Breathe in deeply, and see yourself surrounded with God's white light. Breathe in the love of the divine light. As you breathe deeply, you experience a slight swirling mist in the light. Feel it gently touch your face, soft and fluid as the gentle embrace of angel wings. Breathe in the love and exhale the challenges and hiccups of the physical world. Focus fully on the breath. As you breathe in deeply of the gentle, swirling mist of light, you begin to feel the shift to love. Take a deep breath in and see before you a mighty oak grounding tree. Step forward and gently touch the bark of the tree. Notice as you touch the tree, your hand slips into the tree itself. Lean into, then step into the tree. Meld your spiritual beingness into the spiritual essence of the oak grounding tree. Notice your feet mold into the tree's roots and travel through the soils of Mother Earth to the core light at her center. Take a deep breath in and feel the vibrant healing energy of Mother Earth as it flows up the roots to your legs, through your body, to your heart. Now notice the branches of your tree open wide to the breath of God. Take a deep breath in and expand the healing love of God and Mother Earth within your heart and throughout your body. You are one with God. Now take the hand of an angel and step out the other side of your grounding tree into the realm of the angelic. Before you is a pathway to a beautiful garden. Follow this pathway and you'll find that this garden is filled with warm, healing sunshine. All around you are brilliant, fragrant flowers of the most vivid colors. In the center of the garden is a bench. Walk over to it and sit down. Now focus on all aspects of you. While focusing on yourself, ask your angelic entourage to join you to send love to yourself. One by one, they join you. In your mind's eye, allow yourself to see who has joined you. Is it someone you know? A deceased loved one, or an angel, or ascended master? They're offering their hands to you. Rise and take their hands in yours. Together, you form a circle yourself to see you standing in the middle of the circle. Now pull forth from deep within you love. Release all feelings of worry, angst, frustration, shame, guilt, and unforgiveness. Release all things of fear. Focus on the love. Allow this love coming from deep within you to move through you and expand from you, flowing to the aspect of you standing in the center of the circle. Your angelic helpers are doing the same. Together, you become a glowing light. This light grows brighter and brighter. Unconditional love flows through you, to you, around you. From above, a ray of light gently flows into the center of your circle, encompassing you. Allow this love light to surround you and to become you. Your angelic helpers do the same. You fuse together as one in love. Allow this shift into love to be. The love bond is united, and a calm peacefulness is yours. All there is love. Gentle love flowing throughout your body from head to toe. Allow the love to fill you. Breathe deeply of the loving light. Continue to breathe deeply and rejoice at the love. Allow yourself to see, feel, and hear this angelic gift of love. You are love. Embrace the love of this experience and feel the deep sense of peace and balance within you. As you release the hands of your helpers, notice that the love stays with you. Each of you continue to glow softly of love. thank your angelic assistants for helping you to shift to love. Now you must return to the physical world. Say goodbye to your angelic assistants and retrace your steps back to your grounding tree. Lean into the tree, then step into the tree. Notice your feet mold into the tree's roots and travel through the soils of Mother Earth to the core light at her center. Take a deep breath in and feel the vibrant healing energy of Mother Earth as it flows up the roots, to your legs, through your body, to your heart. Step out of your grounding tree, fully grounded and returned to the physical
world. Be gentle with yourself as you acclimate to this shift in your energy. Some of you may feel very emotional. Know that this is the energy shift. You know, I never know what's going to happen when I go in to work with the angels. I've just stopped having any kind of expectation because every experience is new and different, and this one was too. For me, many of my family members came in and joined us, and I'm so grateful for that. I've learned that when the human body aligns with that higher vibration of love, it often processes that love through crying. Not because you're sad, but because the love is so beautiful and intense, and that's just the way the body processes so much love. Shifting your energy to a higher vibration of love is magical on so many levels, in ways that you'll see ways are going to be revealed to you as you maintain that higher vibration. And miracles occur from the energy of love. Miracles that radiate out through all directions of time in all areas of your life. So please be gentle with yourself as you shift your energy into that higher state of love. In the coming hours, in the coming days, weeks, be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water and allow your body to get extra rest as it aligns with your higher vibration of love. Remember, you are love. You are lovable. You deserve to receive and to give love. It's your birthright to be happy and to experience love. Relationships, they aren't about us. It's not the other person, it's us. And we can only attract to us as much love as we feel for ourselves. My first clue so many years ago that I really didn't love myself was the relationships I found myself in. Less than loving relationships. And that one simple action step that you can take to create more love in your life is to love yourself. Use the guided journey in this program and work with your angels to do just that, to see yourself the way they see you and love yourself. That veil between heaven and Mother Earth grows thinner daily, and now more than ever, it's easier for you to create a higher outcome simply by shifting your energy. Remember, I believe in you. I know you are love. And when you embrace the reality of the love that you are, the door is open to create your version of heaven on earth. I'm Kate Large, and I want to thank you for joining me to create more love in your life. By shifting your energy to love, you will, like a magnet, attract more love to you. May you be profoundly blessed in this moment and in every moment.